6 upcoming. Another opportunity for the Bearcat defense to get off the field.
Third down, 5 yards to go for Harbor Beach at their, I believe, 39-yard line. And we have a timeout called, and this one's going to be called by Harbor Beach as they want to discuss things. A critical third down facing for the Harbor Beach Pirates. 9:09 remains in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach clinging on to a 6-point lead, 20-14. Both teams have scored once in the second half.
Coach Schalke calling timeout there. Number 16, Nathan Seaman, heading from the right side to the left side of the field. Not sure if he lined up in the wrong place, or Coach Schalke just making sure, reading the defense, making sure the play is correct. He may make a change here. Otherwise, reminding his team a first down here is huge. The opportunity to run another couple minutes off the clock will be very beneficial for the road team here in the Pirates. On the other side of the ball, you get the Bearcats. This is another opportunity, probably their third opportunity that I can think of already on this series, a chance to get off the field. This is the next play or two, are the two crucial plays for the Bearcat defense.
9:09 remains in the fourth quarter, 20-14, Harbor Beach leading by 6 points. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. As we are now on our, I've lost track of what number backup system we're on. We're now down to just passing a phone back and forth. That's the only way we can get this broadcast back to the booth. 5 yards to go on third down at the upper 39-yard line. There's a snap. Shelby's going to keep it for himself, rolling to his left. Black jersey swarm, and Shelby gets the first down by about a yard. A 6-yard gain when they needed 5. Lemke on the tackle, new set of downs for the Pirates.
A design run there for Schalke. They have trips to the left. You have Mason Yon out on island by himself to the right. You bring him in motion and overload the left side with wide receivers. A direct snap to Schalke, and he follows all four of them receivers on the left side. Bearcats able to swarm, but Schalke's momentum able to dive across that first down marker, and a fresh set of downs for the Pirates as now they are inside the 35. Maybe the 33-yard line of the Bearcats.
Harbor Beach breaks the huddle with a first and 10 from the LE 33-yard line. First and 10, 8 minutes, 40 seconds remain in regulation. This drive, close to 4 minutes already. Shelby keeps it for himself, goes right through the heart of that line, and pushes the pile across the 30-yard line down to about the 27-yard line. It's going to be close to about a 6-yard gain. Second down, 5 to go, maybe 4 for being generous.
There's another designed run right to Schalke, right up the middle. He's got one running back in the backfield keeping him company. That's Cole Anderson. He acts as the lead fullback, but it's a dive right up the middle, right to Schalke, and he's able to fall ahead for 5, maybe even 6 yards. Those are big chunk yards on first down, making second down very manageable and very difficult on the Bearcat defense.
Second down, 4 yards to go for the Pirates. Schalke in the shotgun, hands it off to Cole Anderson, and he is met in the backfield by big man number 75, Nathan Partega, a junior. No gain in the play. Third down, 4 yards to go for the Pirates.
And Nathan Partega able to knock down that offensive lineman and bear hug that running back of Harbor Beach for a gain of none. Big play there on defense by the Bearcats. Now, here we go again, third down and 5 for the Pirates. Can the Bearcat defense get off the field this time?
7 minutes, 12 seconds remain. 7 minutes, 12 seconds remain for Harbor Beach and Ubley. 20-14 ball game, 6-point lead for the Pirates. They have a 3rd and 4 at the Ubley 27-yard line. Movement on the line, and there is a hard count against Harbor Beach, and that's going to be a 5-yard penalty against Ubley, and that's going to be an automatic first down.
Hard count works for the second time tonight for Harbor Beach. This time, the guy who made the play, Nathan Partika, is the guilty party, jumping offsides, and a fresh set of downs now for the Pirates, as that 5-yard penalty is just enough to move the chains.
So instead of having to convert on a third down, about 4.5 yards to go, they get a 5 yards free in confidence of an offside against Ubley. First and 10 for Harbor Beach inside the red zone at the 23-yard line. 6 minutes, 45 seconds left in regulation. Harbor Beach 20, Ubley 14. This drive for Harbor Reach started with 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Now 5 minutes and 42 seconds later, they are marching inside into the red zone. This drive started for Harbor Reach at the 27-yard line. They're pushed all the way back to the 5-yard line in their own territory after a myriad of penalties, converting on third down and 32 on a huge pass. And here they are inside the red zone, first and 10. 6.5 to play in regulation. Shelby in the shotgun, running back on either side of him. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Can he keep it for himself? Dives outside to the right. Dives out of another tackle. Dives across to the 15, and he's brought down after an 8-yard gain. And James Shelby brings up a second down and manageable.
Another design run. Harvey spreads the offense out. And Cole Anderson keeping him company in the backfield again, acting as the lead blocker, picks up the blitzing linebacker. Shelkey notices it, kicks it to the outside, and with a burst of steam, able to get an 8-yard gain on first down, second and 2, coming up for the Pirates.
We've seen 5 total touchdowns in this ball game. Harbor Reach struck first with 2:01 left in the first, and then Ubley responded with 6:58 left in the second. The tie at 6 apiece. Harbor Reach scores before the half is over to make it 14-6 at half. Second down and 2 for Harbor Reach. Hand off to Tyler Burkhardt around the right end. Has the first down. Down inside the 7-yard line. A new set of downs upcoming as the speedster for Harbor Reach gets inside the 10. And a big run there from the 15-yard line down to the 6. A 9-yard run from Burkhardt brought down by Lemke. First and goal from the 6.
Nice tackle there by Ethan Lemke in open space. Tyler Burkhardt, definitely the speedster. Lemke able to make that tackle out there by himself, because if he doesn't, I think Tyler Burkhardt sneaks into the end zone. Instead, it's first down and goal from the 6-yard line. It's do or die time now for the Bearcats. They have to keep the Pirates out of the end zone. Otherwise, not enough time left in this game to score twice, as we are under 5 minutes to go in the game.
Only third possession of this half so far. Another handoff to Tyler Burkhardt, dives across the 5 and gets down to about the 3-yard line after a 4-yard gain, or excuse me, 2-yard gain. Second down, goal to go from the 4.
Yeah, 2-yard gain to the 4-yard line. Tyler Burkhardt going right up the middle from his running back position. Be surprised if Cole Anderson doesn't get an option in the backfield, a chance to run the football, but it's only a matter of time. Read option. James Shelkey can read the defense, either hand it off to his running back, and just as we suspected, Tyler Burkhardt to his left, Cole Anderson in the backfield to his right, 2 receivers to the left.
Second and goal from the 4. Shelkey heaves it for himself, pushes the pile forward just a hair, maybe out for a yard, out to the 3-yard line. Third down and goal to go from the 3-yard line. 4:04 left in regulation, clock winding down, 20-14, Harbor Reach by 6.
And not a fan of the play call. It's a dive, a design run by Shelkey right up the middle. But in this case, he's so quick to the line of scrimmage, he gets no help from Anderson or Burkhardt in the backfield. Good penetration by the Bearcat defensive line and linebacking core. They know Shelkey's going to get the football, which is why I was thinking read option would be the way to go there. But now on third down and goal from the 4, look out for play action pass.
Shelkey working off the right hash in the spread formation. And off to Cole Anderson, close down to the 1-yard line, but he is stopped by that front line of Ubley. And it's going to be a fourth down and goal to go from just the 1-yard line. Cole Anderson for 3 yards.
Cole Anderson, the power running back, he's able to get a good 3 yards. That football is down on the 1, maybe even inside the 1-yard line. Can the Bearcat defense answer the call, or will the Pirates go up 2 crucial scores here as the clock rolls under the 3-minute mark?
Harbor Reach's drive, 9 minutes, 25 seconds so far. Fourth down and goal to go from less than the 1-yard line of Ubley. They lead by 6, trying to make this a 2-possession ball game, and they're taking their time, and they're going to let this clock wind all the way down before calling a timeout with less than 5 seconds left on the play clock. So Troy Shelkey wants to discuss things over. I do believe that's their second timeout of the second half. 2:42 left in regulation. Harbor Reach 20, Ubley 14. The Pirates knocking on the door, though. It's fourth and goal from the Ubley 1-yard line.
Every team has a 1-yard play, a go-to play that they know they can get 1 yard on at any time. Interested to see with Harbor Reach, typically a spread offense, run around the outside, read option.